The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The number of skin cancer cases in the country is set to treble over the next 20 years. That's according to a stark warning from the Irish Cancer Society. They're reporting an exponential increase in melanoma cases across the country. And this is despite the fact that approximately 85% of cases could be prevented by appropriate protection. They're also warning that the incidence of skin cancer is increasing in men at a much greater rate than in women. I'm joined by Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. Katrina, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Pat. Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, people will be asking, first of all, that thing about men. I mean, the lads are not known for the sunbeds and often are not bothered about lying by the pool for hours on end. So how is this rise in men's cases being predicted?
So I think the big thing with men, Pat, is they're outdoors an awful lot more in lots of different ways. You know, construction workers, you know, outdoor jobs like that, farmers, fishermen, huge amounts of UV damage, you know, summer, winter, throughout the year. You know, golfing can happen to men or women, but men tend to be outdoors more than women. And I will say the other thing is that men often neglect their skin for longer than women. It's so often that when I have men present to my clinic, it's their partner or the wife who've sent them in, often with a little lesion circled with a pen or whatnot. So women go sooner and get things sorted out sooner in general when it comes to their skin. I think we notice their skin more. Maybe it's more looking in the mirror or whatnot. But certainly.
I'm not sure whether the stats will come through in your clinics yet, but I imagine that the prevalence of fake tan has eliminated a lot of the sunbed damage.
Oh, Pat, you know, I am such an advocate for fake tan. You know, I often say to my patients that the only healthy tan is the fake tan. And I think it's, you know, much as I know so many mothers out there are probably giving out to now the state of their sheets and their daughters using it and whatnot. But it has really taken from sunbed use. And that was an awful problem in Ireland, particularly 20, 30 years ago, people trying to keep that all year glow with tanning beds. And tanning beds are so, so dangerous. Even being on a tanning bed once, one session, increases your risk of melanoma by 75%. So now that women, particularly in their teenage years, in their 20s, are starting to use false tan, you know, their need for lying out under the sun for hours, you know, on sun holidays and fake tan use, or tanning bed use, has really, really declined. And it's a great thing.
Now, the problem with skin cancer, well, there are some BCCs which can be treated and won't kind of spread around the place. Melanomas, on the other hand, can be fatal.
Absolutely. So the thing with melanoma, and we've seen a huge increase in melanoma, partly due to that sunbed epidemic that you've talked about, and our you know, recreational use of sun. But if a melanoma is detected early, you know, in the very early stages, it's almost always cured. You know, later, once it's spread, particularly once it moves to the lymph nodes and to other organs, it can often be fatal. You know, and it's one of the biggest causes of cancer-related deaths in young people, particularly young women. So it's something that if it is detected early, you know, it makes the biggest difference to someone's life.
Now, I know people will be saying, oh, here's someone, Professor Killjoy, coming on. We only get a few days of sunshine a year and she's telling us not to enjoy it. So what do you say to people?
Oh, not at all, Pat. I love the sun. You know, I absolutely love the sun and I'm all for people being outdoors. I think it's really important for our mental health, if nothing else. It's just using, you know, some protective measures and they're easy. You know, it's just using a sunblock, particularly on sun-exposed areas, and then avoiding the very hot sun. So in Ireland, that doesn't happen very often. But when abroad, avoiding it between, you know, 11 and 3. But absolutely, I'm all about people being out and about, outdoors, keeping healthy. I don't think we're ever saying, you know, avoid the outdoors. It's wearing your hat, putting on your sunblock and remembering to put it on all the way through the year. You know, we're great at putting on when we go off in our 2-weeker to Spain, but actually most of our cumulative damage is done in Ireland, and often on the overcast days when you don't even think about the sun. So I think it's just adapting so that in the morning when we wash our faces, we put on our sunblock. Those sort of small measures can make a huge difference, especially over lifetime.
Yeah, you anticipated one of my texters. My husband works outside all the time. He will not wear sunscreen, but he does when we're away on holiday. So there you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Doesn't understand and that even the feeble sun in Ireland can do huge damage.
And it's a huge occupational hazard. And I think it's something that employers need to take more seriously. You know, if you, you know, work as a postman, as a construction worker, as any of those sort of professions, sunblock is so, so important. And especially if somebody's in that occupation for decades. I see those patients every day in my clinic. You know, people who have rarely gone abroad but are covered in skin cancers. Mm. So I think that's really, really important as well for employers and maybe just, primary prevention. So important. Yeah.
This texter says, I did sunbeds years ago, like we all did. How at risk am I now?
Well, much more at risk, unfortunately. And often when we see melanomas in young women, particularly under the age of 35, much higher association with sunbed use. But I think, you know, for your texture there, probably important that they get their skin checked by their GP, and GPs will refer on to a dermatologist. As I said, just one session on a sunbed increases your risk of melanoma by 75%. So any changes in any moles or any new moles, very important for that listener to go and get
your
checked.
Mind reader, Katrina, because the next text says, how do I know if I need to be worried about moles? Which ones are a concern? I've lots of them, but they never appear to change.
Well, that's great, because really what you're looking for is change. And we call it the ABCD of melanoma. So changes in size, shape or colour. A is for asymmetry. So one side of your mole doesn't look like the other. B is for border. So if the border becomes irregular. C is for colour. So if there's more than one colour in your mole. And then D is diameter. So if your mole is bigger than 6 millimetres, does not mean it's melanoma. But those ones are more likely to be atypical. Now, we can have melanomas that are only 2 or 3 millimetres, but they will be the big things to look for. And then the most important thing is a new mole. You know, now we can get new moles. We continue to get new moles through our adolescence. But once you're in your 30s or 40s, a new mole that develops needs to be checked out, and always better be safe than sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people who say people who live alone or whose partners in life don't look at the back of them, only the front of them, there could be stuff there that is never spotted.
Absolutely. You know, the back, the buttocks, even the back of the legs. Impossible if you're on your own to check all that sort of thing. In some countries, people go and see a dermatologist every 1 to 2 years for that reason. We don't have the infrastructure to do that. You know, our dermatology, especially the public system, absolutely overloaded. And even in the private sector, it's hard to get a dermatologist. I think even being seen by your GP, our GPs are fantastic in Ireland, and they really are. You know, they have a high level of dermatology knowledge as well. So anything concerning, I think, important to go and see your doctor, and they will refer you if needs be. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, thank you very much.